The general functions of media haven't really changed that much, especially in the Philippines. Media was basically used for surveillance, interpretation, linkage, transmission of values, and entertainment, and it is still employed as such. There might be minor additional functions, but the major differences lie on the content and delivery. Back then, it was not surprising to see fully dressed artists sporting different kinds of goods and services. Almost every advertisement had its own trademark jingle. In contrast to this, modern advertisements are filled with sexy models wearing indecent clothing, concrete examples of stereotyping, and even subtle unethical messages. Back then, television and radio shows were a lot more conservative, not to mention primitive. Nowadays, we are bombarded with trends that are likely influenced by foreign rather than local factors. Some of these trends include variety shows that more or less focus on dance and theater performances, special remakes of past high-ranking shows, professionally edited and improvised novelty shows, an abundance of reality shows, celebrity talk shows, franchise shows from different countries that are commonly dubbed, and so much more. Another evident change I noticed can be seen in the showbiz industry. Showbiz gossip is everywhere. It even has its own segment during news telecasts. Personally, I believe that all these talk about celebrity issues in their news lessen the time for more important broadcasts. Young love team pairings are abundant. Networks take pride in matching young stars. Romantic comedy movies dominate the film industry all year round. Social networking sites are now used for information dissemination, online contests, and even for extensive marketing. I find all of these things advantageous and practical. Media is arbitrary. It generally defines the different trends. But all of these innovations don't affect my view of broadcast media. It is a wide spectrum of different means for communication, be it printed or not. No matter how complicated the content or the delivery is, as long as communication and wide understanding is present, it is still considered to be under broadcast media.